श्रीला गुरुदेव की जय, श्रीमन महाप्रभु की जय, श्री श्री गौर राधा माधव की जय, श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय, श्री अभिर्भाव महोत्सव तिथि गदाधर पंडित की जय, गौर भक्त वृंद की जय, गौर प्रेमानंद हरि हरि बोल। Okay. So, pranam to all of you. Thanks for coming. Welcome, and my pleasure to be among you all. And today we are celebrating a very special occasion, which is the appearance day of Srila Gadadhar Pandit, which, interestingly, we have celebrated in this same place 1 year ago, exactly 1 year ago. I mean, according to lunar calendar, of course, solar calendar is a different day, but according to the lunar consideration, we were here celebrating the Abhirbhav of Sri Gadadhar Prabhu. So, we have just sung a very interesting offering by Srila Swarup Damodar, Sri Gadadhar Ashtakam, which is a composition in, we could say, the first time in our Gaudiya tradition in which is very clearly established which is the identity of Gadadhar Pandit, which is, as you may know, Sri Radha in Gaur Lila. We will speak today about this because generally we hear that Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahanya Rupa Noga Janera Jivan. Mahaprabhu's Sri Chaitanya Dev is non different from Radha and Krishna. And to contemplate this reality is the life and soul of all the Rupa Noga Vaishnavas. But at the same time we hear, okay, Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna combined, but at the same time we have Radha somewhere else, if you want to put it like that, in the form of Gadadhar. So how this all fits together. But we'll speak about that. But my point is that Gadadhar, Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami, he was the first one who is to establish Gadadhar Pandit is actually Sri Radha. And this is happening in the composition we have just sung, Sri Gadadhar Ashtakam. And then in time, other Gaudiya authors further confirmed the same thing. Kavi Karnapur did the same thing in his famous Gaur Ganadesh Deepika. And also, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is, of course, a book that comes after Swarup Damodar, after Kavi Karnapur, after the personal associates, if you will, of Mahaprabhu. He's saying there, Gadadhara Panditadi Prabhura Nija Shakti Tanshavara Charanimora Sahasra Pranati. So basically, he's saying Gadadhar Prabhu or Gadadhar Pandit. He is Niya Shakti, Prabhu Niya Shakti. So Niya means one's own. Prabhu is a name for Bhagavan, and Shakti means Shakti. Some words don't need to clarify, I hope. Potency, energy. So Gadadhar Pandit is Prabhu's Niya Shakti, or Mahaprabhu's Niya Shakti. Niya Shakti means his own potency. And which is that own potency? The inner personal energy, internal energy of Bhagavan called Swarup Shakti. So Gadadhar Pandit is Swarup Shakti personified, and as we know, that Swarup Shakti personified in Krishna Lila takes the form of Vrindavaneshwari Sri Radha Thakurani Ki Jai. So given this prospect, this identity of Gadadhar Prabhu, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says Sahasra Pranati. No, I offer Sahasra Pranati. Sahasra means thousands. Pranati means like pranam, obeisances. So I put my head and life and soul to the ground over and over again. Now, to say thousand is just a limited way of expressing the desire for unlimited offering of ourselves. So unto his feet, I offer myself, I throw myself thousands and crores unlimited times. And unto all those associates of Bhagavan who also personify this department, Swarup Shakti department, Bhakti Shakti department, the very personifications of devotional energy. So, last year we had an interesting talk on Gadadhar Pandit and different implications of what it takes to be Gadadhar Pandit, and which the dedication implicit there in Sri Radha in this unique form in Gaur Lila. So today I was thinking about sharing some thoughts that as we were speaking after lunch today, and there is some, although I'm supposed to be doing some sort of tour presentation of my book recently published, I'm actually with my head more thinking about the next book. What to do, no? That happens. Like the musician that records the album and is on tour and already is composing new songs and is bored of playing those old songs that everyone is, play that song. I have new ones I would like to share. No, the old ones. Something like that. So there is some ideas, and by the blessings of Guru Maharaj also, that's there's something in mind to write about Mahaprabhu, to write about the ultimacy of Gaur Tattva, the ultimacy of Golok Navadev, and in the context of that, the ultimacy of the associates of Mahaprabhu, Gadadhar Pandit being the foremost associate of Mahaprabhu. So somehow, as my Guru Maharaj would like to point, he's the most important person in the whole Gaur Lila. It's a big statement, no? I mean, just Gaur Lila, I mean, to begin to establish how Gaur Lila is in one sense the most important moment in Krishna Lila, that's a big thing to do. And we tried as Gaudis. But on top of that, to say the most important person in that most important Lila is this person that generally is spoken the least about, and you may know almost anything about compared to others, that's like, how does it fit? How does it work? So, I would like to share with you some thoughts, some ideas that, by mercy of Srila Gurudev, have come during these times in connection to Gaur Lila and Gadadhar Prabhu. And in between also, I would like to share some very beautiful pranam mantras and dhyan mantras that are generally, have been composed in our history for Gadadhar Pandit. Not like trying to enter into that dynamic, to share some points of the tattva and the ontology of Gadadhar Prabhu, and in between some meditations about his form and beauty and mood and so on. So again, arguably we could say, and I remember I said that last year, and everyone was looking at me like, what are you saying, Maharaj? Like, today's arguably the most important day for us. Although it may not be as big a celebration as Janmashtami or Radhashtami or Gaur Purnima, it's a pretty like obscure festivity, if you will, because Gadadhar Pandit is a pretty much confidential, secret reality, and also Radha herself, as Gadadhar Pandit, appears in a very like low-profile mode, although in the backdrop he is orchestrating everything and allowing all the Gaur Lila to happen and be successful, as we all mentioned. So in that sense, if we understand the crucial role of Gadadhar Pandit in such a crucial lila as the Gaur Lila, the natural conclusion will be, this is the most important personality. And as we read today in the morning from sacred preface from our Guru Maharaj, he'll say, if properly understood, the glory of Gadadhar Pandit will outshine the glory of Mahaprabhu. Which is, of course, you have to understand what's the point there. We are not downplaying Mahaprabhu, but as we will try to explain today, whatever makes Mahaprabhu who he is and glorious as he is, it has some cause. It's because of someone who is allowing him to taste that. There is some facilitator to allow Krishna to have the experience in the form of Gaur Krishna. And that main agent in that backdrop, if you will, that's Gadadhar Pandit again. Especially most important because nobody's noticing him. It's not he's in the spotlight, here I am, the one who is allowing all this to happen, no? The main orchestra director, no, it's totally hidden, but allowing all to happen from the secret background, basically. So these type of paradoxes are very important. We have to get accustomed to deal with this. Now, the most important person is the less mentioned one, the one you may know the less, but it's the most crucial one. No? So, okay, interesting. So as we have also already explained many times, and hopefully we never get tired of it, Mahaprabhu is the most, Krishna, Gaur Lila is the most organic extension of Krishna Lila. As our Guru Maharaj used to say, Krishna Lila is beautiful, it's enchanting, but has its own shortcomings, in which Krishna is wanting to have certain level of experience, being him Rasa Raj, the king of taste, if you will, but finding some limitations from the particular vantage point he is in as Krishna, especially when he's witnessing the degree of Radha's love, of Radha Prem blossoming, and he himself wondering what's going on there. Now, what is she seeing in me that makes her feel what she's feeling that is totally overwhelming to me? I need, not only I want, but I have to have that experience. Now, if not, I will be dethroned as the king of Rasa, if you will. So in this way, a whole lila is required for that, as our Guru Maharaj will say. Krishna is a pretty smart guy, so he knows how to figure out how to make all that happen. Of course, as we will see, he needs lots of help, lots of assistance. It's not that, okay, yeah, there's a whole new lila, there I mean, I'm Mahaprabhu, tasting Radha. No, no, you depend on many personalities for the whole thing to work out. No, but he's pretty smart in figuring out what's going on, what I need, what I want to taste, and which type of help do I need. No? We also have to somehow on our particular level express that type of intelligence, if you will. No? I mean, I need something, what do I need? Ascertain that. Which type of help do I need to accomplish my needs? No? No, I need something, but I need some help to attain what I need. If you don't need help to attain what you need, probably what you need is not very interesting. That's a good point. No? Like if you say, I need, because we have such a long list of what needs, necessities. But if you do not need some extraordinary help and connection from above, then probably you should throw that list to the garbage, basically. In the sense that it's a necessity that does not require the intervention of something extraordinary, so probably it's ordinary what I'm after only. So if I really want something, I need something extraordinary, it will become apparent I need intervention, divine intervention here. If not, this is just like words, sand castles in the sky, flower in the sky, as they say in the Vedas. No? So Mahaprabhu himself, Krishna himself, what to speak of us, he's realizing, okay, I'm figuring out what I need, but also I'm figuring out how much help do I need to attain what I need. No? I need this, but actually I need help to attain this, if you will. So in this way, Gaur Lila is there, and Krishna in the form of Mahaprabhu is entering into this new adventure, new exploration of what does it mean to feel something for Krishna while he himself is being Krishna. And that's an interesting idea. Krishna lacks something. Krishna lacks love for Krishna. No. Krishna doesn't have love for Krishna. No. No. He's not narcissistic. No, I love myself, no, if you will. So he wants to taste that experience. What does it feel to have love for Krishna? So he enters into those shoes. And again, he needs lots of help, especially from Sri Radha herself, because that's what Krishna wants to ultimately fully experience, Radha Bhava. So Radha Bhava Dyuti Srubalitam Nomi Krishna Sarupan. As we say, Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna combined in a dynamic way, not Radha and Krishna combined in every single sense of the term. Because if not, there's no need for a Gadadhar, there's not separate Radha. So Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami makes this point, Radha Bhava Dyuti Srubalitam Nomi Krishna Sarupan. So Mahaprabhu is Nomi Krishna Sarupan. He's still Krishna, he's Krishna. But Radha Bhava Dyuti Subalitam. He's adorned, enveloped by Radha's halo, you say?
Halo.
So in the words of Srila Semaras, he will say heart and halo, no? To refer to Bhava Dyuti. No? Radha's Bhava, Radha's mood, and Radha's complexion. No? Internally, externally. No? Internally, he's experiencing Radha Bhava, externally, he's showing Radha's complexion, and in between those two is Krishna, if you will. No, tasting, experiencing the thing. So Radha's heart and halo. But again, is Krishna experiencing Radha Bhav? And Radha herself is that other Pandit, as we will see, emptying himself, herself out. So Mahaprabhu is, so Gaur Lila can happen at all and reach the ultimate success. So some introductory words about Gadadhar Pandit. Let me share one first confirmed. You have to be absorbed in the topic. Confirmations come from different places. So we will share one first mantra in connection to Sri Gadadhar, as I mentioned in between. Many of these come from Gaur Govindarchana Padati, from Dhyana Chandra Goswami. It says like this. Jatpadabjana khagra kanti labato yan jnana mohakshanam yatkarunyaka takshatashayamaso shri gaura chandrovasam yati shadbajanachayasya jagatam premendurantarnavo nome shri lagadadharam tamatula Nandaika Kalpadrumam. A fragment of the effulgence of the nails of whose lotus feet causes a complete decline in one's ignorance and illusion, whose merciful sidelong glances captivate even Sri Gaur Chandra, whose devotion for the Lord caused the moon of Prem to appear on the skies of all the worlds, to that Sri Lagadadhara, who is the sole desire tree, bestowing incomparable joy, I offer my obeisances. So he's bestowing incomparable joy, which means, again, Krishna wants to taste a very unique type of experience that's incomparable. So he's bestowing that to him. And as we see, by extension, what we receive from Mahaprabhu is actually coming from what Mahaprabhu received from someone else. So this is the situation of Gaur Lila. Mahaprabhu in Gaur Lila is totally dependent on Gadadhar Pandit. Actually, he's as Krishna is in Krishna Lila, in some form, he's a dancing student. Amishishya Guru Nath, as Guru Rajan would like to say, Radhikar Prima Mat. Krishna says, I'm a student in the school of Sri Radha, in the dancing school of Sri Radha, and her prem makes me dance so many different wonderful movements. So that's not an exception in Gaur Lila, no? The rule continues even more. all that happens in Krishna Lila, if you will, becomes augmented in this particular pursuit of Gaur Lila. So interestingly, Mahaprabhu, I like to say, to become a teacher means to remain a student but from a different seat. To become a teacher is not like, hey, now I'm the one who will tell you what to do and you hear me. Now, you remain a student, but maybe now you have a different seat or a different position, whatever, external, but you remain a student, just for another perspective. Probably even much more student than before, for you to remain a teacher and not go mad in the attempt. So this is the case with Mahaprabhu, because Mahaprabhu is Krishna in Gaur Lila, and he's, as Guru Maharaj will say, he's performing his Acharya Lila. When Krishna becomes Acharya, he who teaches by example, that's not happening in Vrindavan. Krishna has a very particular example that in some point we cannot let's imitate. Let's organize Rasa Lila tonight and invite whatever, the neighboring fellows. No, it's not to follow in that sense. But Mahaprabhu is showing sadhana, bhajan, how to attain success as a sadhaka, being himself, Krishna becoming a sadhaka, if you will, a perfected one. So, Mahaprabhu is Krishna, he's Acharya Lila, so he's a teacher, but simultaneously he's the sisya of Gadadhar Pandit. He's the student of Gadadhar. It's not that he's only a teacher. Again, to be a teacher means to remain a student from another, from a particular seat. So Mahaprabhu remains a student of Gadadhar Pandit, as it is described daily in Jagannath Puri, and eternally in Nityanavadvip. Mahaprabhu is going to hear Bhagavat Katha from Gadadhar Pandit. He's taking classes. Krishna is going to take class from Sri Radha about Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is the history of love of God. So Krishna is hearing how the details, the minutiae of love of God from love of God, not giving the class. Who gives the class? Love of God. Mm-hmm. Personified. Sri Radha speaking about love of God, speaking about the Bhagavatam, and Krishna again trying to upgrade his experience, because there is some important point here that, and that for me would be the most substantial argument for proving that Golok Navadvip exists for eternity, which is, okay, Krishna is trying to taste Radha Bhav here on earth and even in Golok Navadvip, and we could say, okay, at the end of his life, as we have heard, Krishna is successful and he tastes Radha Bhav fully. In the last verse of Shikshastakam, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says this verse was spoken by Radha. So that means Mahaprabhu became, in one sense, her. Okay, but at the same time we can say, but Radha's, I mean, Bhav, Radha Bhav is bottomless ocean. It's not that, okay, I tasted everything about Radha Bhav. There's nothing else to taste. It's not happening. So because Radha Bhav is an ending, limitless, there has to be an eternal Gaur-lila, no? In which Krishna is eternally dedicated to explore, to mine the depths of that without never reaching an end point. And that's it, for me, the most like intuitive reason. That's why we need eternally Gaur-lila, because Krishna has to be constantly, no, absorbed and dedicated to that particular project. And the more he goes deeper, the more he finds this will never end. As Srila Semaras will say, the more you get closer to the infinite, you become overwhelmed, realizing there's no limit to how much progress I can make. So that's Krishna's own experience in connection to the limitless ocean of Radha's love. And so that's why we need Nityanavadi. Besides quotes from Shastra that we may say, yeah, here it's mentioned, but this is a real common sense, intuitive reasoning for that. So again, Mahaprabhu is a teacher, but Mahaprabhu is a student of Godadar. Krishna is a student of Sri Radha. No? Srila Rupa Goswami says in Shastra that the very essence of all advice, you could say, is to be in a sacred place with sacred people, especially with those. Eventually, the more you become advanced, you have to be close to those whose mood you want to imbibe in the ultimate reality. So this is what Mahaprabhu did in Jagannath Puri. He went to a sacred place, Jagannath Puri Dham, and he got closer to Gadadhar Pandit, no? Because this Krishna wanted to receive the contagious Radha Bhav, so he gets closer to Radha and taking daily lessons about how to do that, no? So Gadadhar Pandit is schooling Mahaprabhu and basically how to taste Radha Bhav on a daily basis in Tota Gopinath, as we were speaking today. So Mahaprabhu is wanting, I need bhakti samskars, no? A particular type of bhakti samskar, certain devotional impressions that will allow me to taste what I want to taste. And only one person has that experience. If you want to taste Radha Bhav, you have to go to that person who has Radha Bhav, who is Radha. There are not that many options, so it's pretty exclusive and required like a kantika, like one-pointed attention. So this is what Mahaprabhu is doing in Jagannath Puri while experiencing, while hearing Harikatha from Gadadhar. So, and receiving new strength on a daily basis and new hope, this will be possible. Because remember, no, Mahaprabhu, or let's go to Krishna to begin with. Krishna, as we may say, Krishna, as my Guru Maharaj likes to say, is God weakened by love. No? Weakened, quote unquote. No? No? Vulnerable in the face of love, becoming the son of Yashoda, becoming controlled by the affection of his friends. But properly understood, vulnerability always is a source of empowerment. We always mention this point. So ultimately, there's nothing wrong about being vulnerable if you know how to express that in the proper context. So Krishna, sometimes in the context of the Leela, we know Krishna is, he has transcendental weakness, if you will, weakness in this sense. So any strength that he may have surely will come from the daily cooking of Sri Radha, sometimes it's said. No? That's it, at least for, in Yashoda's psychology, that's the idea. No? My Lala is so skinny, he's not eating, he's so vulnerable, so fragile. But I heard that Durvasa Muni has blessed Sri Radha to whoever eats what she cooks will receive strength and good fortune. So yeah, my boy is so weak and so this, but by eating what Radha is eating, he's allowed to kill all these demons and to face all these obstacles. It all converges, boils down to Radha's cooking. It's another way of saying Bhagavan is receiving strength from his Shakti, if you will. He's mainly who he is, no? So again, so what to speak of Mahaprabhu? Krishna is vulnerable. Mahaprabhu is especially vulnerable in the sense of it's Krishna in his most needy moment, in need to have this unique experience. So he's a very vulnerable condition, but again, very powerful one. Mahaprabhu is the most volcanic face of the Absolute. The most vulnerable and the most volcanic. So we need to establish the correspondence between the two. Here you have the most vulnerable person, Krishna, his most needy moment, but expressing the solution, how he's trying to accomplish that need in the most volcanic possible way. Mm-hmm. Golden volcano of divine love, Srila Srila Maharaj called Mahaprabhu. Mm-hmm. So in this way, in the same way that Radha is feeding Krishna in Braj and giving him some new strength, similarly in the Gaur Lila, Radha's Gadadhar Pandit is feeding Mahaprabhu on a daily basis by giving Bhagavad Gita, no? And giving Mahaprabhu strength and hope to attain what he wants to attain. Mm-hmm. So whatever Mahaprabhu was hearing during the classes, it's like if you go to class every day and then you have to do your homework and go back to class and do your homework at home. So Mahaprabhu will go to Tota Gopinath here from Gadadhar Pandit B School in the Art of Prem. Then go back to Gambira, to his room, and practice, no, doing his homework in Gambira, no, crying intensely and chanting and hearing and having these two, how do you say in English, like tutors, no, Ramananda Roy, Sarup Damodar, no, which are assisting Mahaprabhu in attaining his PhD, basically. No? Mahaprabhu is Krishna trying to obtain his PhD, no, to upgrade his own condition. So he needs some tutors that will advise, do like this, do like that, no? So Angadadhar Pandit is not entering into the Gambira, well, because he cannot be there because Mahaprabhu wants to experience Radha Bhav. So if Radha is constantly there in the form of Gadadhar, that may hamper, intervene with the situation. Mm-hmm. But Gadadhar Pandit remains in Tota Gopinath, and through the eyes of Bhav or internal emotion, he could see how Mahaprabhu is doing at home, his homework at the Gambira, basically, no? And how he's doing his everything nice, passing the first test, preparing for the next one, next day, and finally, as we say, passing the final exam, Shikshastakam. This verse was spoken with Radha Mahaprabhu, by Radha Mahaprabhu is successful. And then the more Mahaprabhu is tasting Radha Bhav, as we know, the more Gadadhar Pandit disappears from the Lila, more and more, because whatever he has, he's given that to Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu becomes more filled and filled and filled, and Gadadhar, in the words of Srila Siddhartha Maharaj, becomes emptied, like a barren person, disappearing. No? Indeed, he makes always this poetic connection. Gadadhar was born and left this world 2 days on Amavasya, like today, which is full moon, new moon. Which means no moon. And on the part of the year, both today and his disappearance, which is the day of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Tirubhav also, of the summer. Very hot season and no light. Very hot, very dark. No? That's the situation of Gadadhar Pandit, like emptying himself, giving himself, as we will see fully, so Mahaprabhu could be successful. And again, disappearing totally, accompanying Mahaprabhu before Puri, but eventually taking the particular stance in Tota Gopinath, like a father who is teaching his son to ride a bicycle. Mm-hmm. So in the beginning, the son is in the bicycle with these two little,
training wheels.
So the child won't fall, but the father needs to be there. So it's like, okay, come on, you're doing nice, good. Now you try without my touching you. I'm next to you, I'm walking with you. Okay, good. Eventually, the father will disappear completely. Mm-hmm. And seeing, but at the distance, oh, he's doing so nice. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Something similar Gadadhar Pandit and Mahaprabhu. In the beginning, in Navadvip, as we will see, Gadadhar is accompanying Mahaprabhu from day one as child, schoolmates growing Navadvip Lila, when they are going together to Jagannath Puri, and eventually the distance is required, because again Mahaprabhu is doing his homework properly, and that means Gadadhar Pandit also is doing his teaching properly for sure. So in this way, at the distance in trance, Gadadhar is seeing how Mahaprabhu is doing on a daily basis in Gambira, and that's not an easy task, because again, it's not just a homework. I will answer some questions on one paper or something. Mahaprabhu is like hitting his head to the walls of stone walls of Gambira and crying and rolling on the ground, and blood is there. It sounds a little bit gore, but it's gore. No. No? So, so, but try to imagine the situation, no? Because, I mean, in Krishna Lila, Sri Radha is, she cannot even tolerate one drop of perspiration coming in the face of her beloved. It's too much for her. And now she's seeing from distance all these like intense situations with Mahaprabhu in the Gambira. So such a degree of dedication, of tolerance, and giving himself in the distance. And of course, that's one of the reasons we say Radha covered Krishna with her hue. Because she knew, if you want to taste my bath, you will be rolling on the ground, you will be hitting your body here and there. You don't have an idea what you're asking for. You don't know how intense it is what I'm feeling for you. But you have to taste that, okay, I'm covering you. So whatever you experience when you grab your face on the wall or whatever, I'm putting myself in between. I cannot tolerate. I mean, we have these many verses of the Gopi Gita and some others with the gopis. Are expressing just like thinking Krishna walking barefoot on the forest, for them it's like death almost. Like he has such soft mridupada, soft foot soles, and that may be walking on the, how do you say, perks? No, pebbles, and so on. So we cannot even think about you having some pain. No? And they almost faint just by thinking in that, absorbing themselves in that. So what to speak in this particular condition? So anyhow, we see how much dedication is there present in Gadadhar Pandit. And of course, let's do some contrast, because sometimes that helps. At present, in our particular case, we are mostly identified not as a sacrificing unit, but basically the opposite. No? Like all sacrifice should converge in me. Everyone should sacrifice for my sake. I'm worthy of sacrifice. Of others sacrificing for me. So sometimes it's the perverted psychology of conditioned souls, no? Like demanding sacrifice from the environment, no? and nourishing the so-called center that I am not. So we have these separate needs. The context is exploitation. We call that Purusha Bhav. Purusha Bhav means the mood of I am the center, I am the enjoyer. And we are not the center, we are not the enjoyer. Krishna is the center, Krishna the enjoyer, but Krishna, his Purusha, his Param Purusha, he's teaching us a very important lesson, as Mahaprabhu telling us. You want to be Purusha, he's telling to us, and he says, I am Purusha, and as Mahaprabhu, I'm trying to not be Purusha. I'm trying to take myself out of that position and experience what does it feel to be Prakriti, to be Shakti, to be devotee. To be God is not the all-in-all, God is saying. We are so much after being God. I mean, maybe not officially, but we want omnipotence, omniscience, omni-enjoyment. But God is coming to us, saying, that's not a great thing there. No? I mean, grass seems greener on the other side of the fence, but I'm trying to be a devotee. No? And you are already a devotee, and you're trying to be me. No, but I'm already that you want to be, and I want to be. So, okay. So there must be something interesting in being a devotee. No? God Himself wants to be the devotee. So God is teaching us this lesson. If we want to taste the highest taste, Purusha Bhav is not the position to do so. Being the enjoyer and the Prakriti Bhav is the thing. No, to be a unit of service. A unit of dedication tendency, basically. So Krishna is not only doing away with his Purusha Bhav, his Purushottam Bhav, he's the Supreme Person, Param Purushottam Bhav, he's adopting again, Prakriti Bhav, or the mood of servant, the mood of Shakti, the mood of Sri Radha. And again, in Gaur Lila, this is mostly personified by the other Pandit. Sri Radha is already giving herself to Krishna in a unique way, and in a very unique way, she's doing the same thing as Gadadhar, because Gaur Lila is a very unique Lila with a very unique necessity that requires that everyone is giving themselves to the project in a very unique way. So in Gadadhar Pandit we find this. Not only Prakriti Bhav, but Para Prakriti Bhav. No? Mahaprabhu is in Prakriti Bhav, tasting what does it mean to be a Radha. And Radha is in Para Prakriti Bhav. What does it mean to be even more Radha? And give myself in such a way that he can become Radha. That's the highest Radha. Para Prakriti Bhav. Vidyut punja vidam vishundaratanum himabjadi vyananam snikdhangrim karapada hingularucham suklambaram sundaram bhaktanam paripala nardra hridayam Shri Gaura Sevyastitam Manjum Shri Lagadhadharam Prabhuparam Shri Panditakyam Bhaje. Another beautiful meditation in Shri Gadadhar in between. Having a beautiful body that defeats hosts of lightning bolts, having a divine face as beautiful as a golden lotus, having beautiful limbs with palms and soles reddish like vermilion, clad in pristine white cloth, nourishing and fostering devotees in an extremely soft-hearted mood, being always situated in the position of a servant of Sri Gaur, I worship that beautifully sweet Srila Gadadhar, the best of the Prabhus, also known as Sri Pandit Gosai. So again, always situated in the position of being a servant of Mahaprabhu, always in this mood of giving. So Mahaprabhu can be Mahaprabhu. If Gadadhar is not Gadadhar, Mahaprabhu cannot be Mahaprabhu. If Sri Radha is not giving herself in a very unique way, Krishna cannot be the unique Krishna that he wants to be in Gaur Lila, basically. So you take out Gadadhar, you no longer have Mahaprabhu, you no longer have Gaur Lila. So again, but the giving of Gadadhar is just because of the perceived necessity in his beloved. No? So Krishna, as we mentioned, Mahaprabhu is Krishna in the moment of his greatest necessity, of the highest vulnerability. So if Mahaprabhu is Krishna in the moment of his highest necessity, this means Gadadhar is Radha in her moment of greatest necessity. Because her necessities are only Krishna's necessities. She doesn't have a separate agenda of necessity. So whatever is Krishna's necessity, that's Radha's necessities. So if Mahaprabhu is Krishna in the most needy moment, then Gadadhar is Radha in her most needy moment. And of course, we spoke about that last year. If these two are in their most needy moment in Gaur Lila, then that offers us an opportunity of service which will create the highest remuneration, because the more the need of service in a particular moment, the most remuneration will come in the form of further opportunity of service. Of course, that's the remuneration we're after. So again, Gadadhar is Radha in her moment of greatest necessity because she is serving, or he, Gadadhar Radha, serving Krishna in the moment of his greatest necessity as Mahaprabhu. His necessity, Krishna's necessity, becomes her necessity, Radha's necessity, but amplified in Gaur Lila. Again, Gaur Lila, whatever you find in Krishna Lila is somehow amplified. So this is a unique contribution of Gadadhar Pandit. Hopefully all this unfolding helps you to realize why I say these weird things in the beginning. Gadadhar is the most important personality and this is the most important day and so on. So, what else? As I mentioned before, no? And as we mentioned, yeah. Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Radha Krishna Hayanya Rupa Nujani Rajivana. So, Mahaprabhu is Krishna in the mood of Radha. Gadadhar is Radha allowing that to happen. So when Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur composed this line, he said, Rupanuga Janir Jivana, the life of all the Rupanuga Vaishnavas, that is us, Our life and soul should be to deliberate on how Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna. No? He mentions that in that line. Our life and soul should be get together and speak about Mahaprabhu being Radha and Krishna, in which sense is Radha, and all the background of that. So, of course, the point is that implies to speak about Gadadhar also. Because if we speak about how Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna in a particular way, not in every sense of the term, that means that, as I mentioned before, Radha is also there. Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna, but actually it's Krishna in the mood of Radha. In that sense, he is Radha and Krishna, the dynamic union between the two. So if that's the case, and that's our life and soul to speak about that, also our life and soul will be to speak about what happens with Radha as Gadadhar, and why Mahaprabhu is not Radha in every sense, and that there's Gadadhar, and who is Gadadhar. So what we are trying to do here now, that should be also become our life and soul. Rupanuk Janir Jivan. So here we are trying to understand how actually we should be nourished ultimately by this type of conversations. So not only Mahaprabhu, of course, is Krishna in his most needy moment. Mahaprabhu is Krishna in his most many moments. You can feel it. No? For example, Mahaprabhu is known as Mahavadanya Avatar, as you know. He's the most generous aspect of the form of divinity. So Mahaprabhu is Krishna in his most generous moment.
Again.
So I'm trying to give this idea so you get accustomed to think with every time you just say something of these things about Mahaprabhu, do not forget about thinking about Gadadhar Pandit, allowing that to happen. Do not amputate Gadadhar Pandit from the picture. No, oh, Mahaprabhu is this, Mahaprabhu is that. Yes, but because someone else is there allowing that to happen. So okay, Mahaprabhu is Mahavadanya Avatar, the most compassionate, generous form of divinity. Why? Because Gadadhar is Radha in her most generous moment, in her most compassionate moment, giving herself fully to Mahaprabhu, to Krishna. And that makes, as a byproduct, Mahaprabhu tasting something and sharing that with the world. We say Mahaprabhu is the most merciful because he's given the thing that he first himself tasted, but before that he received that from someone. So we have to thread the spots, one after the other. Okay, he's given this, he's the most generous. But that thing he's given, he has tasted. And that thing he has tasted, he has received. So where it all begins, Gadadhar Pandit. So Gadadhar is Radha in her most, again, generous moment. And that allows Krishna to be Mahaprabhu in his most generous moment. Take out that, no, not that much of generosity is there remaining. So again, we are Gaudiyas and we are accustomed to glorify Mahaprabhu for the gift he came to give to the world. And arpita charim chirat, no, karunayavatirna kalosham arpitam natochvalarasam sabhaktishriyam. He gave fully those things, that thing that has not been given for a long time. He and the Panchatattva plundered the storehouse of Prem. So many descriptions like this we hear, and they gave this without any discrimination whatsoever. Which also speaks about how bhakti is not inherent, by the way. Because if we have some predetermined devotional affinity, how Mahaprabhu and the Panchatattva can give this indiscriminately if you are destined for something else. If you are already made by something particular, then Mahaprabhu will be giving this great universal indiscriminate gift only to those who are destined to that. And that will make his campaign some form of elitism and not the inundation that we hear of. So Shastra is saying this, no? Mahaprabhu is indiscriminately given this, not considering who is qualified, who has this, who doesn't have that, and so on. So we are all being blessed by that. No? The ultimate reach of, as we know, Mahaprabhu's dispensation is Unnata Ujvalarasam. But again, the point is, who received this him? Who did he receive this from? Yeah? Okay. Who? Oh, okay. Good. So he's the ultimate object of praise. You follow? Oh, Mahaprabhu is blessing the world with this gift. Yeah. This is a gift for us, but it was a gift for him at one point. That means there was a giver behind the gift. And we, of course, we say, Mahaprabhu is the giver, he's given a gift. Yeah, but he himself received a gift, which is giving now, which is sharing. So Gadadhar, Sri Radha's Gadadhar is, again, allowing all this to happen. It's like behind the whole Gaur Lila, all that happened, all the like byproducts and consequences and overflowing of Gaur Lila has Gadadhar Pandita as the ultimate background orchestrator, if you will. So again, Gaur Lila from different places. No, Mahaprabhu is Krishna, as I like to say, his most upgraded version. No? Today we speak about, okay, you have to download the ultimate version of the app so the phone is operative or whatever. So Krishna himself felt in Krishna Lila, I need to download the most updated version of myself. I'm no longer operative like this. I need to taste Radha Bhav. So that's Mahaprabhu, no? The most updated and upgraded version of Sri Krishna. So again, Gaur Lila is including Krishna's highest version. So the same happens with Radha, that's my point. If Gaur Lila is including Krishna, his most upgraded version, for that to happen, there has to be the corresponding upgraded version of Sri Radha present in Gaur Lila as Gadadhar Pandit. So Krishna, Mahaprabhu is Krishna, his most upgraded version. Gadadhar is Sri Radha exhibiting her most comprehensive dedication, giving herself in this unique way in Gaur Lila. Gadadhar is Radha in her ultimate form, serving Krishna in his ultimate form, if you want to put it like that. And again, with this I'm not trying to create some dichotomy Gaur Lila, Krishna Lila. I mean, we're speaking about the same. It's one Lila, same personalities, but in different emotional moments, if you want to put it like that. As I like to say, no? Generally, we think, okay, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay, we agree with that. Krishna is too, Bhagavan is him. But then we have Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Krishna. Radha is the Supreme Personality of the Goddess. Not Godhead, but Goddess. And Gadadhar is the Supreme Personality of Radha. Sri Gadadhar Pandit Ki Jai. So that's the way you can put it. No? Sri Gadadhar is the Supreme Personality of Radha. One more pranam mantra, dhyan mantra. Karunyaika maranda padma charanam chaitanya chandra dyutim tambularpana bhangi dakshinakaram shretambaram shadbaram primananda tanum sudhasmita mukham shri gaura chandrikshanam dhyadyat trilagadadharam dvijavaram madhurya bhushochvalam. Having lotus feet that are the sole bestowers of the nectar of mercy, having an effulgence like Lord Chaitanya's, with right hand bent in a position of offering betel leaf, wearing spotless white cloth, the best among the saintly souls, with a body full of the joy of Prem, adorned with a nectarian smiling face, with sight always set on Sri Gaur Chandra, decorated with Madhurya Rasa, I meditate on that Sri Lagadadhar, the best among the twice born. So, again, this is the nature of Prem, as Srila Jiva Goswami analyzes in Priti Sandarbha. Basically, to put it in a very brief words, is Prem or Priti, love means to give yourself to the beloved without any separate consideration and with a specific goal in mind of satisfying whatever is the need of the beloved. And again, Mahaprabhu is Krishna with a very specific need. It's not just generic. I want to be happy. I want to taste this particular thing. So that's what Radha is doing, the topmost lover, if you will, as Gadadhar. Showing the full face of love, the full face of what it means to only be concerned with Krishna's happiness, no matter what it takes. It takes me to take another form in another lila and to empty myself in such a way and go through all the motions of this situation. I don't care. Whatever makes Krishna happy, that's my happiness. That's the psychology of love. I don't have a separate sense of happiness. If my beloved is happy, I'm happy. Like Sri Radha says through Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami at the end of, after the second verse of Shikshastakam, no? When she's saying, if Krishna is happy getting another lady, I will, unless the lady is envious of me, I don't care becoming a maid servant in the house of that lady and making the arrangement for her to join Krishna. And if that happens, so I will be so happy because I know he's happy. But if Krishna is embracing me, but I can feel he's not happy, I'm not happy. I will just free myself from that embrace as soon as I can, because I don't want to create any type of suffering for him. Mm-hmm. I mean, easier said than done, but that's the psychology of love. No? So this again is playing out in a very unique way in Gaur Lila. Narottam Das Thakur is singing this way. No? Gaura Prima Maya Tanu Pandita Gadadhar. So the love for Mahaprabhu is embodied in Gadadhar Pandit. No? If you want to ask what does it mean to love Mahaprabhu, there you have the personification of that. Gaura Prima Maya Tanu. Tanu means body. So Gaura Prima Maya. Someone who is filled with Prem, Prima Maya Tanu. The very form of that is Gadadhar. Sri Radha in this unique presentation. So in our particular line called Bhakti Vinod Parivar, we have a very interesting influence of the presence of Gadadhar Pandit, because again we belong to Bhakti Vinod Parivar, and our Thakur Bhakti Vinod, his Ishtadev was Gaur Gadadhar, interestingly. He was not worshipped, I mean he worshipped also Radha and Krishna, but especially he's known as worshipping Gaur Gadadhar. Those deities are in Godrum, next to his Samadhi Mandir, there. So that's like, if you go there, that's the exclusive, sometimes called the Bhajan chamber. Exclusive Bhajan chamber of Thakur Bhaktivinoda. Gaur Gadadhar, serving Sri Radha in the hour of her greatest need, as we mentioned. That's a very special point. We also mentioned that last year. Highest remuneration, again, will come in the greatest hour of need. For example, I don't know, Priyanarma Sakas will serve Krishna in the moment of his greatest need. When he's separated from Sri Radha, and they will make the arrangement for the reunion to reoccur, and they will give support to him by sharing different stimulant narrations and so on. Or the Manjaris will be doing basically the same thing or similar to Sri Radha in her separation from her Prananath. Or Bhaktivinoda Thakur, as we know, he made this point, I want to leave my body in Kurukshetra. That's a long point, but he made, although as Guru Maharaj said, he never made practical arrangements for that to happen. He wanted to make that point. In Kurukshetra, when Krishna re-meets with the Vrajavas after almost a century of separation, and they are there, Krishna and the Gopis, Krishna Radha, but Vrindavan is not there. Certain details of the environment are not allowing the union to happen, so it's like, almost there, but it's not happening. So what must be her need? So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I want to die there for eternity, enter that portal and serve her in that moment of greatest need. No? As we mentioned, Mahaprabhu is God in his most needy moment, vulnerable moment, fragile, if you will, but volcanic moment, paradoxically. So the service to Mahaprabhu, in one sense, is the most necessary service, and the same applies, or even more, to Gadadhar Pandit, who is giving himself, emptying himself for Mahaprabhu's success. So how much in need of service this divine couple are, Gaur Gadadhar. No? So that's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he made this type of bow or brata. No? I mean, it's important for us to think about these things. I belong to the Bhaktivinoda Parivar, the founder of the Parivar is Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which points Bhaktivinoda Thakur made through his life and bhajan, through this type of statesman, through the deity he chose to worship, which was his inner spirit when worshipping them. I mean, we have, hopefully, to be consumed by this type of thinking at some level, more and more, so we stop being consumed by who knows which other type of thinking. At some point, we should be just totally like obsessed in a healthy way, like and with the inner world of someone like Thakur Bhaktivinoda and our acharyas, and how, from which place they want to contribute to the necessity of the lila. That's the only way that you will enter there at some point. I mean, If you do not perceive a transcendental necessity there, and you don't feel that enough mercy is coming to your life as to offer some contribution to that necessity, you will never go there. I mean, you will never enter Golok Vrindavan or Golok Nath thinking, oh, they don't need me, that's okay. They can get on their own. There's no need. They're all self-satisfied. That's not the way to enter the Leela. You have to access this plane of divine necessity to the point of even, they need me. Not from a proud sense, which is also an art to feel like that, but to understand, I mean, I have some use there. No? There is some necessity of service there, and I can identify with that service necessity. So through that identification, an identity comes. That's what we spoke last year. You want an identity, a spiritual identity, which means an identity of service. First, you have to identify with some service. And identify with service means identify with the necessity of service. It's not that, I can do that service, I like that. But you don't feel there's a necessity. No, you have to really feel there's a necessity. They need that, and therefore, since they need that, I need that. Because I love them, as we spoke. So their necessity is my necessity. Again, try to understand, put all these pieces together. To enter there is to enter in love, and love means their necessity is my necessity. If there are no necessities, I'll be just there hanging out in Golok, like, how are you? Okay, let me know when there's some necessity of service here. You never hear that's going on. I mean, everyone in the Leela is like, pretty engaged, no? But for that, again, we have to, as sadhakas, where we are here, to gradually awake to the reality, there is a plane of service necessity. And gradually, I should become charmed by one of those possibilities, those portals. And again, by the entrance of grace, I will feel, they need something here, and I identify with that service necessity, and corresponding identity comes. So spiritual identity comes by spiritual identification with some necessity of service. So, again, I won't repeat the class from last year, but this was an important point we made. So that's an interesting way. And again, Gaur Leela offers Gadadhar, Gaur Gadadhar service. That's a very interesting portal of services we were analyzing. For example, in Nitya Navadvip, in the eternal Golok expression of Golok called Navadvip, someone like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he had the affinity towards Manjari Bhav, he's Kamala Manjari. We can extend to other rasas, but since I spoke about Bhaktivinoda Thakur, let's share some words about that. If you have affinity for Radha Dasyam, and you are offering your Radha Dasyam in the Braja Leela, how will that play out in Gaur Leela? Well, that's an interesting thing, because you could say, of course, in Gaur Leela, one is a Brahmin boy and the projection is in Dasya Bhav, but which is that type of Dasya Bhav? So, as a Brahmin boy in Nitya Navadvip, if you and Vrindavan have some affinity towards Radha Dasyam, in Nityanabdha, you will be mostly identified with Mahaprabhu's experience of Radha Bhav. And that will be your Radha Dasyam in Nityanabdha. It's a Dasyam, it's a form of Dasya nonetheless. So in Gaur Leela, you are in Dasya. So if you are serving Sri Radha and Krishna Leela, in Gaur Leela, you will have two forms of Radha Dasyam. You will be serving the Radha Bhav experience in Mahaprabhu, but you will be able to service Sri Radha in the form of Gadadhar. No, emptying himself for Mahaprabhu. So there is like this expanded form of Radha Dasyam, if you want to call it like that. Although we may not hear that, okay, this is Radha Dasyam, but this is Radha Dasyam. Because Mahaprabhu is experiencing Radha Bhav, you are offering Radha Bhav Dasyam by attending that in Mahaprabhu, and you are offering Radha Dasyam directly to Sri Radha in the form of Gadadhar Pandit. So you have two avenues of Radha Dasyam. In Krishna Leela, you have one. If you want. In Gaur Leela, you have these two possibilities, Radha Dasyam, Radha Bhava Dasyam, here and there. So, trying to serve Sri God. We are speaking mostly about Gadadhar, no? Gadadhar, in the words of Srila Siddhar Maharaj, his Bhava has been plundered by Mahaprabhu. No? So, the point is, what must Gadadhar must be feeling in those moments? What must Sri Radha, Gadadhar must be feeling in those moments that we are invited to serve for eternity? We are invited to serve for eternity those moments in, again, of Radha's, Gadadhar's topmost necessity, corresponding with Krishna's topmost necessity. What must be those emotions? Again, we gradually should be, hopefully, called and attracted to ask ourselves those things. No? What must be Gadadhar Pandit feeling, and how can I serve in that connection? So let me share two verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita in this connection that Krishna Das Kaviraj shares from Anti Lila, chapter 7, verses 163 and 164. Panditira bhava mudra kahana na jaya, ghada dhara prananata namahaila jaya. First verse saying, the emotions in this connection, the emotions and expressions of Pandit Gadadhar are not possible to describe. We're asking now, no? What must be those are not possible to describe. In the words of Prabhupada, go there and find it for yourself. No? And do something about that eventually. Another name of Sri Gauranga is the Lord of the Life of Gadadhar. Mm-hmm. Gadadhar Prananat. No? So he's the very Lord of the Pran, of the vital air of Sri Gadadhar. The connection between the two is, of course, I mean, If that's the relationship between Mahaprabhu and Gadadhar, then what must Gadadhar be feeling for Mahaprabhu? Impossible to describe. No? Gadadhar Pranana. No? So for Gadadhar, Mahaprabhu is his vital air, his pran, basically. And next verse, just to make more full circle, is Pandite Prabhura Prashadakahana Najaya Gadaira Gauranga Bali Janre Loki Gaya. No one can say how merciful the Lord is to Gadadhar Pandit. But people know the Lord, when they say the Lord means Mahaprabhu, as Gadaira Gauranga, the Gauranga of Gadai. Gadai is an abbreviation for Gadadhar. As you say Nityananda, Nitai, Gadadhar, Gadai. Sometimes you will hear this idea of Gaur Gadai. Gaur Nitai, Gaur Gadai. So no one can say how merciful Mahaprabhu is to Gadadhar, but people know Mahaprabhu as the Gauranga of Gadai. So there are some interesting implications here in this connection regarding the relationship between... And remember, this comes from Krishna Das Kaviraj, who is not speaking very much openly about Gadadhar Pandit, but he's sharing some hints. As Guru Maharaj will say, he's trying to establish the whole theology and ontology of Mahaprabhu, like, is Krishna coming to satisfy these three desires? That's a big work to make. So he's trying to show, okay, in that sense, Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna, as we explained. So if he will enter and say, but apart from this, Radha is also Gadadhar, and this is the nature of their relation, it may have been too much for the specific reach and purpose of that particular work. So mercifully, some homework was left for the successors of our Goswamis. So there are some interesting implications here, if you allow me some extra minutes. We have eternity. And these are not just words. As we say yesterday. Don't take Gadadhar Pandit for granted. I hope this class helping you to realize, oh no, that's not the idea. So, no one knows how merciful Mahaprabhu is to Gadadhar Pandit. When I read that, I thought, yes, but one could say, no one can say how merciful Gadadhar Pandit is to Mahaprabhu. How merciful Radha is to Krishna in this particular form. So, it's impossible to disconnect one thing from the other. Yes, Mahaprabhu is being loving and merciful to Gadadhar, but that's in connection to what he's receiving from him. No, from what Mahaprabhu is receiving from Gadadhar. So, and as we know, Krishna appeared as Mahaprabhu trying to repay the debt of love that he obtained from the gopis, as he makes this a long topic, but it's in the Bhagavad and in the zenith of the Bhagavad, and he's saying, Naparayaham nirabadhya samjiram susadhu krityam vibudhavya sabbiva jamava jandur jaragiha shrinkala Shambhrishyatadvapratiyatusadhuna. He's saying to the gopis, I cannot repay the love you have for me, because, I mean, you only love me. And we don't even have a relationship. And you love me without a relationship. That's kama nuga bhakti. That's why Rupa Goswami puts the love of the gopis in an altogether separate category than the love of every other Brajavasi, which of course also love Krishna, but there's a relationship established. No? As Gumaraj will say, Yashoda loves Krishna because he is her child, and it's okay, he should. No? Sridham loves Krishna because he's his friend, and it's okay, he should. The gopis love Krishna, but they are married. They shouldn't. But nonetheless, they love him. So the point is, they don't need an established relationship. So on the basis of that, they develop some feeling. The feeling is first, and the relationship follows. It's the opposite of how it works in this world. This world is, okay, I have a sister, I suppose I should love her. No, you don't love her maybe from day one, but the link is there. So she's my sister, so let's figure out how we can love each other. Because we are sisters, we are supposed to, right? But here is the opposite. No, we have no relationship, we shouldn't have any relationship, but we love each other more than anything else. So so Krishna is seeing this degree of love from the gopis, and they say, you only love me. I mean, the nature of your love is that you should have to only love me. For example, Sridham loves Krishna, but also loves some other people, and it's okay. But the gopis, it's only Krishna. Total obsession, if you will. But Krishna is divided among so many devotees that he has to reciprocate with. So Krishna has saying, I have friends, parents, cows, devotees, they're over there in Vaikuntha, so many places. So I have to give myself in so many directions, but you are only given to me fully. So there's no way for me to repay back. So I'm eternally indebted, as we know. So he makes this point, let your own love for me be its own reward. That's the conclusion of Krishna. Love is its own reward. I'm eternally indebted. That's the Godhead speaking. But nonetheless, as we know, he says in this verse, according to Sanatana Goswami, I will descend once in a lifetime, in the day of Brahma, as a sadhu, trying to repay back, at least trying to make devotees for you, trying to taste what you are about, trying to expand the glories of your love, and so on. At least to do something about the debt. I mean, I know I won't be able to pay it. I don't even know how much the debt is. No, because if I tell you have to pay a debt, first question is how much. But Krishna cannot conceive the dimension of the debt. So what to speak of paying that? He doesn't have a clue about how much the debt is. It's always increasing. But he says, but at the same time, I cannot just remain like, okay, thank you so much. I cannot pay you back. So let your own love be its own reward. No, he has to do something about that. He has integrity. So he comes as Mahaprabhu and tries to do something to repay back, something. But of course, again, in Gaur Lila, Krishna is coming as Mahaprabhu trying to pay back on some level to the gopis, but the situation is that in Gaur Lila he becomes further indebted. That's the nature of love. It never goes down. It always expands. And because, again, Krishna Lila is indebted to Sri Radha. He says, I'll come as Mahaprabhu and try to repay back something. But for that to happen, Radha has to appear as Gadadhar. And Gadadhar is giving so much to Krishna's Mahaprabhu in that Lila, so the debt is just increasing. No? So Mahaprabhu is realizing, oh my God. No? And that's why this verse is saying Mahaprabhu, I mean, according to some inspiration, that he's the Gauranga of Gadai. No? Mahaprabhu belongs to him. Like when Chaitanya Charitamrita refers to that, Raghunath Das Goswami, Swarupa Raghu. He's the Raghu or Raghunath who belongs to Swarup Damodar. Mahaprabhu used to call him like that. Because Swarup Damodar Raghunath Das Goswami was put under the care of Swarup Damodar, was instructed by Swarup Damodar, and so on. So similarly here, similar idea is said, he said, Mahaprabhu is the Gauranga of Gadai. No? He's under the care of Gadadhar, he's been instructed by Gadadhar, as we mentioned, he's been nourished by Gadadhar, and he's blessed by Gadadhar, by the disposition of Gadadhar, to the point of being totally purchased by him. So again, the depth is increasing. So, oh my God, what to do now? As we mentioned, no, Krishna created, if you want to put it like that, Gaur Lila. Again, it's eternal reality, but if we want to speak in chronological unfolding here, Krishna manifested Gaur Lila as an attempt to repay back to Sri Radha. But again, as Mahaprabhu is further indebted, so instead of being a solution, the problem increased, quote-unquote problem, of course. No. So what's the idea now? Should we think, okay, we need a third Lila now? So Krishna in another form may try to finally... No, because at this point Krishna is realizing, no, the nature of love is such that I will never be able to repay. He's now in Gaur Lila further realizing what he said in Krishna Lila. I say to the gopis, I will never repay, although I will try. And how in Gaur Lila saying, I will never be able to repay. And I'm trying, but the more I try, the more I realize, I increase my epiphany, my insight, I cannot repay back at all. So I'm totally indebted. Mahaprabhu is that, totally indebted, totally overwhelmed by the depth of the debt. So the depth of the debt. So what to do again? No? Some other lila? No, at this point Krishna realized, no matter how many lilas I make, this is all. But there is something, again, going back to us, we are insignificant creatures over here, no? In one corner of North Carolina. So what do we have to do with such a situation? Well, we come into this scene, no? in the extension of Gaur Lila that we are living now. And we are receiving again the chance by the grace of Guru and Parampara to offer some seva to Mahaprabhu, to offer some seva even to Gadadhar Pandit, preaching the glories of Sri Radha. So Krishna as Mahaprabhu can somehow try to feel, okay, I'm paying something is going on. But especially as we mentioned, no? To offer some intimate seva to Gadadhar Pandit, that may be a good way to give some support to Krishna to Mahaprabhu. No? You have your team doing something for you or something like that. No? Because Mahaprabhu is totally absorbed in tasting Radha Bhav. So someone has to pay attention to Gadadhar, if you will, and render some service there. So somehow that may help Gaur to decrease his even more enormous depth of love. Of course, again, that will never happen nonetheless, because that's the nature of love. Whatever you try to do for decrease that, it will only increase. But as we always mention, that depth increasement? Well, our increasing of that depth is what will free us from all other debts. Now we have so many debts. Karmic debts and financial debts and debts. And the only way to transcend them is increasing our love debt. No? And God Himself is teaching that. No? So in this way, we see, no, Krishna in Gaur Lila is realizing more and more how much I depend on love, how much I depend on bhakti, how much I depend on my devotees, how much I depend on Sri Radha. In this case, Mahaprabhu is realizing how much I depend on Gadai, Pandit Goswami, Gadadhar Pandit, to taste Radha Bhav. But interestingly, Mahaprabhu, just with this we will close, Mahaprabhu is not depending on Gadadhar only to be successful in tasting Radha Bhav, but even from the beginning, he's depending on him to become a devotee even. Because remember, Mahaprabhu in his lila doesn't begin as a devotee, he begins as a pandit, like a logician and very expert argumentator in Sanskrit grammar and all the thing. So this was a classical situation. Nimai was like a wild young boy that was just running after everyone, trying to defeat them in argument. And Gadadhar Pandit was this mild and humble and timid, great Vaishnava, but who didn't want to. No, so Mahaprabhu was coming and Gadadhar was coming, and he will cross the street, and trying to. Mahaprabhu will run after him. Gadadhar, you are called Pandit. Let's see. I'm also Nimai Pandit. Let's see who is the Pandit here. No, so give me a definition of mukti. No, for example, Mahaprabhu will say. No. So Gadadhar just like they want to deal with all those things, but he was so soft that he was also not strong enough in that sense as to say, get out of here. No, so he was passive in that sense. Mahaprabhu will like. No. Assert himself. So give me definition of mukti. you Pandit. Sugata will say, okay, some classical Vedic definition, Atyantika Dukkha Nibriti. So Mukti means to be free, totally, completely free from all types of dukkha, of suffering. That's real liberation. You're free from... Mahaprabhu starts to like to destroy that definition according to his own idea. He starts to give so many other possibilities. I say, you Pandit, I give you 24 hours to bring another higher definition of that. See you tomorrow. No, he goes. No, like Gadadhar again, he's very kind. He's not like attacking back or something. But at the same time, he's praying. And this is my point. No, he's praying. How this Nimai is losing his time. May he become a Vaishnav. May he become a Vaishnav. So may he stop leaking the glass of the jar of Nyaya and this mundane logic, and may he open it and taste the honey of the real meaning of Shastra. So Gadadhar Pandit's, from that beginning moment, he's praying very deeply. May he become a Vaishnav. What to speak of tasting Radha Bhav? That will come after. First he has to become a Vaishnav. As a mere logician, tasting Radha Bhav, there's not connected, so it's in some installments. So let's make him, may he become a Vaishnava. So we will say, yes, Nimai became a Vaishnava by the prayers of Gadadhar Pandit, no? By the blessings of Gadadhar Pandit. For example, we know Mahaprabhu became a Vaishnava when he accepted initiation from Ishwar Puri. But Ishwar Puri, before initiating Mahaprabhu, that was in Gaya, it was not in Navadvipa. But before initiating him in Gaya, Ishwar Puri went to Navadvipa once. And Gadadhar Pandit used to go and hear from Ishwar Puri. And Nimai was not a Vaishnava at that point in the Leela, but he was observing everything, no? So he observed how Gadadhar Pandit was, Gadadhar is such a nice devotee, I mean, and he's hearing from this particular devotee called Ishwar Puri. So Mahaprabhu like wrote down, okay, Ishwar Puri. So eventually he received mantra from Ishwar Puri, according to not recommendation directly by Gadadhar, but by seeing Gadadhar being there. Oh, okay. If Gadadhar is there. So it's another way of saying Gadadhar is making Mahaprabhu a devotee, basically. No. So and remember, Mahaprabhu wants to taste you ultimately what Gadadhar has. So Mahaprabhu is saying, oh, Gadadhar is with this person, and I want to taste what Gadadhar is all about. And Ishwar Puri has some nice connection between, because also if you make connections, who is the guru of Gadadhar Pandit? Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Who is the guru of Pundarik Vidyanidhi? Madhavendra Puri. Who is the guru of Ishwar Puri? Madhavendra Puri. No? So there is some common genealogical thing there. So Madhavendra Puri, of course, is describing Shastra as the one who somehow first experienced that thing that Mahaprabhu was about. When Mahaprabhu came to taste, Madhavendra Puri brought to the world, if you want to put it like this, like a blossom of that. So needless to say, those who were disciples of Madhavendra Puri carry that type of seed, if you will. Ishwar Puri giving mantra to Mahaprabhu, and Pundarik Vidyanidhi giving mantra to Gadadhar Pandit. No? So everything remains at home, in family, basically. And so in this way, no, we see how by the example, by the prayers of Gadadhar Pandit, first Mahaprabhu became a devotee, we can say, in that sense, took shelter in Ishwar Puri eventually, and eventually again also by Gadadhar Pandit's mercy, Gaur Krishna became, first he became a devotee by Gadadhar Pandit's mercy, and eventually he became the devotee, Radha, in the sense of tasting Radha Bhav, also by Gadadhar Pandit's mercy and prayer. So in this way, the success of Mahaprabhu in his Leela is due to Gadadhar Pandit. And this, our success in Mahaprabhu's Leela, as I mentioned, ultimately lies, as my Guru Maharaj likes to put it poetically, and not only Mahaprabhu's success, but our own success in Gaur Leela lies in the outstretched hands of Gadadhar Pandit. He generally, you will see him in this way. Not like fully him giving himself to Mahaprabhu, and as I mentioned today, by extension, to all of us. Because what we received from Mahaprabhu is what Gadadhar gave to Mahaprabhu. So today we are celebrating such extension, such a descent, divine descent, our fortune in the midst of that. Shri Gadadhar Pandit Ki Jai. Virbhav Mahotsav Tithi Shri Gadadhar Pandit Ki Jai. Gaur Bhaktavrinda Ki Jai. Gaur Priman Hari Bol. So, we have some minutes. I don't know if anyone has a question or some commentary or something you may like to ask, to share today. Bhakti Rasa.
Well, I was just thinking how, you know, Gaurlila is known as Acharyalila.
Mm-hmm.
So now we can see who the Adi Acharya is. It's actually Gadadhar is the Acharya for Gauranga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, you are getting my point of, again, that we are accustomed to hear, okay, Gaurlila is this, Mahaprabhu is this, but now we can like extend that those definitions to the real person who is behind all that, if you will. And yeah, properly understood it, all this is converging in Gadadhar. The most compassionate, the Acharya, the this, the that. And, I mean, without, again, diminishing Mahaprabhu's position, but actually, I mean, I'm sure Mahaprabhu will be highly delighted by by seeing how we are trying to establish this type of connection between, because as we say, he's the Gauranga of Godai. So he's totally, he belongs to him, he's sold to him. So.
And it also totally reinforces the inherited argument. I mean, because Lord Chaitanya got it from Radha.
He doesn't have inherent
Radha Bhava. He had to get it from Gadadhar.
Bhakti Rasa just wants to promote my book. What did I do? It's okay, I need some promoter in every place I'm going. So thanks so much for that. Something else?
Maybe this isn't the day to mention it, but where does Lord Nityananda come into? You know, we hear that we need the mercy of Lord Nityananda to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya.
Mm-hmm.
So now it sounds like we really need the mercy of.
I mean, of course, that today I'm focusing from this particular angle, and many times we have said, in one sense, you can speak about every one of the, for example, the members of the Panchatattva in such a way that all of them seem to be the most important. No? And everyone is right. No? Like you can say, okay, Advaita Acharya was the one who called Mahaprabhu to come, and without his call, Bodhisattvas, Srivas Pandit is the one who hosted Mahaprabhu in the Srivas Sangam, and this is our entry point in eternity, and he represents the perfection of the Tathasta Shakti. So for us, that's the most important. Mahaprabhu, in many ways, we can say he's the most important. And of course, Nityananda Prabhu is not an exception to that rule, I mean, in so many ways. But again, today we chose to focus ourselves in that particular perspective. No? For Nityananda Triodasi, we'll speak how Nityananda Prabhu is the most important member. No? But interestingly, Guru Maharaj, in his sacred preface, after speaking about all the members of Panchatattva, he concludes Gadadhar is the most important. Mm. No? So again, we should also always be careful when we express those things, how does it plays out in our mind, no? Like the most important, this is less important, no? Not so interesting. Now is this the real deal here, and all the others. Be careful with this type of mentality, no? But there is a place for, I mean, I hope it makes sense to you what I presented today for you to think, okay, yeah, I think this is pretty important. But of course, there are many statements from Chaitanya Bhagavat, especially by Vrindavan Das Thakur, when he's mentioning that those who, let me see, I think I have the verses here. He's saying those who, give me 1 second. It has to be here, it has to be there. Let me see. Chaitanya Bhagavat. I want just to share the verse. Oh no, I'm looking the wrong way. Here. Let's see. There are two verses mainly that I would like to share. Ah, here they are. Yeah, Chaitanya Bhagavat, the two of them. 3.7, 124, 125, and 3.7, 161, 162. First verse says, Gadhadara divera sankalpa irupa nityananda nindakira nadikina mukha. Nityananda swap rupere priti jaranani dekao nadina tare pandita goshaya. This is the bow of Sri Gadadhara. He will never look at the face of someone who may offend Nityananda. Gadadhara Pandit will avoid to be seen by whoever does not possess love for Nityananda Swarup. And the second verse says, Gadadhara Subhadrishti Karina Jahare Sejanite Pare Nityananda Swarupere Nityananda Swarupo Jahare Prittamane Lao Jajena Gadadhara Jane Sei Jane. Whoever receives the merciful glance of Gadadhara will be able to know Nityananda Swarup. And whoever, with whomever Nityananda is pleased, such a person will be able to know Sri Gadadhara. So at the end of the day, you see, no? I mean, there's no way of separating one from the other. No? Remember, we are speaking about one same undivisible absolute from these different perspectives and connection to that, how that plays out in the Leela. No? As we say yesterday, no? Brahman, Bhagavan, and now Panchatattva means five truths or five actually aspects of the same reality. It's not five absolute realities, all of them disconnected from each other. So you cannot, again, glorify one without glorifying the other. You cannot accept one without accepting the other. So if you try to accept one and reject the other, this is what Krishna Das Kaviraj calls hardha kutkuti nyaya, half-hell logic. No? Like the brother of Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami had thought. No? I like Mahaprabhu, but this Nityananda is pretty heterodox. No? Pretty strange guy, pretty eccentric. I don't know. Mahaprabhu is much more sober, but Nityananda, and he didn't treat it properly, devotee of Nityananda, Minaketam Ramdas. So Krishna Das Kaviraj say, that's enough, I'm leaving home tomorrow. Half hand logic, you know the example, this person having a hand, okay, one hole giving, having to put money, having to put food, the other hole giving me eggs. I just cut the head and just receive the eggs. Game over. So this is the same idea, no? We have to be careful enough that when we are glorifying different aspects of the Absolute, we are not downplaying anything. But of course, we may concentrate in one direction for a particular moment, and this, the same with, I don't know, everything. No? If you are glorifying one guru, you have to do it in such a way that not any other guru is being downplayed. It's not like, my Guru Maharaj is so great and special that all the other gurus are just rascals by comparison. So that's not glorifying your guru. That's over-glorifying your guru. There's a way of over-glorification. Over-glorification means that you are downplaying some others while quote-unquote glorifying. So you have to do it in such a way that everyone is glorified and everyone is satisfied. That's not so easy. You have to have proper conception, proper mood, proper maturity. So the same applies with this. Jai Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki jai, Sri Gadadhara Pandit ki jai, Srila Gurudev ki jai, Sriman Mahaprabhu ki jai, Sri Panchatattva ki jai, Harinam Sankirtan ki jai, Sri Gauradha Madhava ki jai, Sri Sri Gadadhara Pandit Abhir Bhap Mahotsav Titi ki jai, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Premanand Hari Bol.